new airline starts flying today. With 300 daily flights expected by the end of summer, Independence Air is set to become the largest low-cost carrier in U.S. aviation history. David Field, the editor of Airline Business Magazine, says Independence Air will start out larger than one of its rivals did.
Let's look at JetBlue, which is the record keeper for the most successful startup. It started with 3 airplanes, although it very rapidly grew to 25. It had about $120, $130 million in cash on hand. This airline is going to have, as I say, 90 airplanes by summer. Within its first couple of weeks, it's going to have 30, 40, 50 cities. It's got about $300 million in the bank or on hand. It's just a bigger operation.
Anybody who's a frequent traveler has to be asking, okay, what's in it for me?
This is an airline that exists with a totally different business model. It's going to be a real low-fare airline. We're talking $69, $79, $99, $129 fares. Those are not introductory fares. Those are what they say, permanent fares.
And when you say a different business model than it's had in the past, what's different? What's unique?
No airline that has started up ever in this country has started up with regional jets. Regional jets have never been used outside of a feeder operation.
A feeder operation, usually they're used to funnel people into a big hub, and then they get on bigger planes, go somewhere else.
Yeah, the paradigm is you fly from Roanoke to Dulles and you go do business in Washington, or you fly from Roanoke to Dulles and get on another Independence Air jet and fly to Buffalo or Chicago. It's going to have a hub at Dulles. There are going to be connections. And most low-fare carriers don't operate a connecting model.
Does it make sense for an airline to have its hub at Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C.?
If Independence tried this anywhere else in the nation, it would have very limited chances. Because there's so much money in Northern Virginia, because there's so much hunger for low fares in Northern Virginia, and because there basically is not intense low-fare competition at Dulles or at Washington National Airport, I think that enormously improves Independence's chance of being a successful startup.
How does the opening of Independence Air fit in with the broader trends in the airline industry right now?
Right now, the only people who are growing, the only people who are experimenting, the only people who are really attracting investor interest are low-cost, low-fare carriers. They've grown enormously in the last decade. They're now about 25, 28% of the market. They'll be probably up into about 40% before the end of this decade. The only airlines that have made money since 9-1-1 are low-fare carriers. Low-fare is where the future is.
David Field is an editor at Airline Business Magazine, and he's covering the opening of Independence Air. Thanks.
Thank you.